Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Welcome to the home of stupid. That's right. You're now listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
I'm just saying, we need a street team. We need a street team to work for free and spread the word. While you're spreading your cheeks. While you're spreading your cheeks, spread the word.
No. Featuring Panama Ted, imported from Panama.
Thank you, Ted. You suck.
Leanna Ray on traffic.
5 minute delay.
And a bunch of internet sounds that make no sense.
To reach around the guy.
You gotta squat and be ready.
Balls on his chest.
Strap in and strap it on. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. It is the Christmas Eve best of edition of the program. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Panama Ted is here.
Yes.
The fine producer of the program. Very enthusiastic.
That is what we call Yuletide cheer.
Yes,
he's been bringing to the program.
Sucking on the nog that he has.
Happy holidays.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
I did not get Leanna a gift.
I didn't get her one either.
Ted never gets anybody a gift.
No, I don't.
So all three of us didn't get Leanna a gift?
No, but I heard she may be getting us a gift. So
what's that?
Be on the lookout for that.
Her quitting?
Say, no, I've had enough of these guys. That is her gift to herself, is just quitting and not being a part of this show anymore.
I think we need to get her something.
We should have got like some, because I bet she would be, I don't know, I think this would be right up her alley, some kind of limited edition vinyl of a Bjork album that's maybe a little obscure.
She probably already has it.
Yeah.
But if it's limited edition, maybe she missed out on when it went for sale. And I mean, we'd have to go on eBay and pay like seven times what it's worth.
Well, see, I was thinking before the show, maybe we'd get her like a gift card to a restaurant or something, but she only goes to places within 3 blocks of her house.
Right.
So we have to Google her address and then search all the restaurants in that area and then pick one of those.
Or we could just get her like, you could get her one of like a Visa gift card or something, and then she could just take it down to the local liquor store wherever she does her shopping and just get it right there. Because I don't know what's, I mean, maybe she's got a giant grocery store 3 blocks from her, but if not, she might be one of those people who shops at the bodega. Gets herself some Nutter Butters and a fifth of Jack and says, that's dinner today, baby.
I think you've cracked Leanna's code. I'll tell you what. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. We're obviously not live. This is taped. And if you're going to a celebration, give our best to the family. We hope that you, if you don't have any family members who listen to the show, you spread the word about the show. I'm sure your elderly grandmother would love to listen to us 3 hours a day, every single day.
Yeah, maybe the way you do that is not walk up to Gammy and say, hey, Gammy, Merry Christmas. Go to hell from Common Man and T-Bone. Maybe don't do that.
Maybe she'll enjoy that.
Or maybe she will. You're right.
Maybe you got a saucy grandma.
Ooh.
You go to hell. And then you both put on leather pants. And drink your liquor.
Well,
hey. Liquor pants.
By the way, you just
Happy
came up with
Christmas.
You came up with two great band names there, Saucy Grandma and Liquor Pants. I'm telling you, one of those is either the band name, the other one's the tour name. I don't know which is which, but we're doing that.
Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday celebration. Hopefully we can keep you company for the next 3 hours. Ted, what is coming up on the show?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that we have a collection of stupidity from earlier in the year. This is probably from like, you know, springtime through summertime. A lot of the different, segments that we had that were very entertaining.
Let me crack the code on what Ted's saying. Oh, man, I don't know what I put in this show yet. We're recording this 2 weeks before it's actually airing. I'll figure it out.
So you don't know what it is?
Well, I mean, I could throw out a few things if you want. I mean, there was a great segment we did on Nickelback. We're going to play that.
And, okay. I don't remember it.
You sort of compared them to hard rock Beatles, I believe.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I forgot about that. And good. That's a way to bring the family together to start some controversy.
You're taking me out of context what you're doing.
No, we're not.
All right.
I remember it.
Is that
vividly.
All me just praising Nickelback?
Yes. You bought a pinball machine and there were some adventures.
yeah. No kidding.
With that.
Still hearing about that one.
You ate some expired snacks And
oh, right. That was right after you guys got into the building.
But yeah, you were still working at home.
This was for those who've not been keeping up. I mean, obviously, we've been through a bit of a weird couple years, but we spent a good amount of time in our houses doing the shows. There was a time where Mike got to come back in the building, but due to corporate policy, only one person per show was allowed in. So I was still at home and you broke into the expired stack room.
Man, it's a good thing all that weirdness is behind us now, isn't it?
Yeah, great to be out of the pandemic, yeah, guys. No, it's kidding. Really great. I'm glad we're done with it.
All right, is that it, Teddy? Then the rest is a little thing called You'll See?
Yeah, well, we also rebranded the show as the Fan Afternoon Show. Do you remember that?
I don't remember. No. Okay. Well, hey, this is good. We can listen back and actually find out what happened.
All right, I don't remember that. You'll listen, and then we'll listen, too, because I've forgotten 90% of this stuff. Have a wonderful Christmas. Enjoy the next 3 hours. Common Man and T-Bone Best of Crap starts now.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Full disclosure to you, may have some intestinal difficulties.
Oh,
during the show today. Well, we played a game today. Teddy and I played a game.
What was the game?
Well, we have an employee lounge here at the building, which has been evacuated, abandoned since everybody went home. Mostly the salespeople used it, and the salespeople have not been back to the building here. And so their lounge has been abandoned. But what they have is they have refrigerators full of pop, right?
Sure.
And they have snacks out there that you pay for on the honor system. You take a bag of chips and then you leave some money, or you just steal it.
Oh,
whatever.
Either way, right.
But there's a bunch of chips up there and bad for you treats. The area has been totally abandoned since last March. They have not restocked anything. They have not thrown anything away. And so Teddy and I went up there and we decided to sample some things that have long been expired to see what kept the best. And I got to tell you, I was a little surprised by the results.
What happened?
Well, I had a pre-pandemic bag of Cheetos. The bag expired in February of 2020.
Wow, almost expired before the pandemic was even over.
Why I call it pre-pandemic.
I see. That's no good.
No, well, that's what I thought. So I grabbed one of those. I grabbed a bag of Skittles that expired in February of this year.
Okay.
So much more recent on the expiration. I got some Starburst, which expired last November, and some Pop-Tarts, which, oddly enough, have not expired yet. The crap they're putting in those pastries. My God.
Right. So all of those, now, as I understand it, for those type of dry goods, most of that is expired freshness and taste will possibly be compromised. But it's not supposed to be like, growing mold or something a Starburst.
First of all, nothing was moldy. All right, we tried all of these. Nothing was moldy, but what do you think the freshest was of all those things that I just mentioned?
Boy, the thing you'd want to think is the one that's not actually expired is the Pop-Tarts, but I'm going to guess that's wrong?
No, actually, they were very fresh.
Okay, Pop-Tarts are great.
They were packed full of preservatives, very fresh.
Good to know.
Frosted strawberry, can't beat it. I remember the days, kids, where frosting on your Pop-Tart was just a dream, and now it's the norm.
Oh, yeah? You remember the plain Pop-Tarts?
I remember the plain Pop-Tarts, yes. And I remember when, I specifically remember when they came out with frosted Pop-Tarts. Because my mom never let us buy Pop-Tarts. Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
And I remember at the grocery store, I came up to her, I said, look, Mom, they're new. And they were frosted Pop-Tarts. And I thought she was going to have a stroke. But I knew in that moment, if she never let us buy the regular Pop-Tarts, she's never going to let me buy the frosted Pop-Tarts.
Right. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
And that's why I committed her to a home last week. Just punishment.
Can't blame you. So the frosted Pop-Tarts were good.
They were good. Now, I told you pre-pandemic Cheetos expired February of 2020.
These are over a year
over
expired.
Over a year past the expiration date. And you would assume that would be the worst. Well, I'm not going to give anything away. But then we had Skittles expired in February of this year.
Yeah.
And Starburst expired in November of 2020. What's next on the fresh?
I'll say Skittles were next.
Skittles were not next. Skittles were hard, tough to eat.
Oh, the Cheez-Its were next?
Cheetos, not Cheez-Its.
Oh, Cheetos. That totally changes the dynamic.
Yes, then, Cheetos.
Still, those were next?
Yes.
Wow.
Tremendously fresh.
Really?
It was like eating a fresh bag of Cheetos.
I mean, it's not like we're talking about a spongy, soft bread product that then might accidentally get hard. I mean, they're Cheetos. They are already dehydrated and crunchy. That's what you want. You just don't want them to be like chewy or...
No, I thought maybe moisture would get to them.
Nope. Sealed up.
Sealed up. Huh? Crunchy. But think about the snacks that people probably throw away. Maybe you've seen Cheetos that are expired. You're like, oh, it's expired. You throw it away.
No.
Don't do that.
You can eat them. They're just saying they're not as tasty.
Well, they were pretty damn tasty to me.
I'm going to guess the Skittles are the worst. Now that you've said
the Starburst were the worst.
Starburst
were completely inedible.
Wow.
Could not eat them. They would just rip your teeth right out of your mouth. Terrible.
Yeah, there must be some kind of expiring product in them that allows for that chewy goodness, cuz once you get I'm not a big fan of like chewing the Starburst, but that's on a normal good Starburst. So if you get ones that are like too hard to chew, no, I would be out on those completely.
So I ate all that before the show, which is never a good idea.
Yeah.
And so Teddy was with me and we're leaving the lounge area. We got all these snacks and Teddy's like, hey man, you going to pay for those? I said, no, I'm not going to pay for them. They're all expired.
Those are already been paid for.
This room has been abandoned. These are all expired.
Those are, whatever.
In the refrigerator, they still had muffins in there.
Oh,
there was some caterpillars on those muffins.
Oh, no. Those need to... Why would no one clean that out? The building, 10TV, has actually been, like, people in
it. Yes, there's functional people. There's people. I don't know if they're functional.
Well, you know what I mean.
The building has been functional.
Right. I don't understand why they wouldn't have a cleaning crew just come in there and take all that out of there and just throw it all away. At least the fridge.
But you know what the kicker is? The refrigerator that they have the muffins in. Mm-hmm. They took the time to lock that refrigerator so no one could eat those muffins, as opposed to just throwing the muffins away.
Never
underestimate laziness.
How do you even lock a refrigerator?
They're a little, they have the little key locks in them.
I didn't know. I've learned something new today. I did not know you could lock a refrigerator. I had no idea.
These are special refrigerators. These are Dom Tiberi special refrigerators. Okay. Because apparently if you didn't lock the refrigerator, Dom would just be eating the moldy muffins. Don't throw the muffins away now. Lock the refrigerator.
I need someone to clarify for me because I didn't know about this. My parents keep pop in the house, but they don't drink pop very often, if at all.
Yeah.
They keep it in the house because they have, sons with families who come over, and we will occasionally drink the pop. And obviously, we hadn't been over there in a while because the pandemic, but before pandemic, we'd gone over once, and my mom had said, check that pop because it might be expired. And I said, what are you talking about? Pop expires? And I looked, sure enough, it was. It was expired.
I have a story about that.
Does it actually, can you die if you drink expired
pop? I don't think you're going to die.
It's just not going to taste good.
There's probably a period of time where the taste wears away. But I had a friend in high school, Chris Clark. He worked at the Coke bottling plant in our town. His job in high school was the guy who supervised the cans coming back into the factory to get new expiration dates put on. So they would take off the old expiration date.
And they put the
that was his job. New expiration date.
So is that just a psychological thing?
I don't know, but I said, so does it go bad? He said, well, yeah, in 10 years it'll go bad, but not yet. So we just put new dates on.
I assume if you've saved a souvenir from a team winning, they make those commemorative pop
probably
cans.
Probably crack that open. It's not very good.
If you've got an 85 Bears Pepsi, maybe that one's a little rough if you were to open it and try to drink it now.
But
a year old Mountain Dew, I would hope, is not going bad. I would hope that's not a problem. I would think you'd still drink that.
All right. So I ate all the pre-pandemic Cheetos and stuff. So if I have massive squirting during the show.
I hope you don't. That would be bad for all of us.
No, that would be good radio.
Actually, I don't really care because I'm miles away from whatever's going to happen to you. So go ahead. Do whatever you got to do.
Ted. Ted.
That's right.
Keeping you entertained with our vast selection of hot takes and play-by-play for over 25 years. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. You know, there's an explosion, Bone.
Okay. Somewhere? Or what do you mean?
I'm telling you a story. Oh,
there's an explosion.
There's an explosion in ticks.
Oh, ticks? I didn't know that.
Yeah, ticks are out of control this year.
Oh.
Because it's like, hey, Corona doing better. Watch out for ticks! Because we always have to look at something else that's going to kill us.
I like how Sam Kinison is delivering the news now. He's like, did you want a tick?
Well, that's too bad, lady! You just gotta deal with that Lyme disease you got now!
Like, why did Sam Kinison do that?
No, I read three stories during the break. One is tick explosion.
Yeah.
And we're all going to die from ticks.
Uh-huh.
The other one is how they found a new coronavirus in bats.
Oh,
the new one.
What? Why?
And how there's another respiratory ailment making its way through the American South.
I don't want.
That people should be worried about.
I don't want any of that.
Just put a gas mask on and call it a day. But
I'm with you.
They're saying that ticks are all over the place. You have to protect yourself from ticks. Lyme disease can be very bad. Ticks carry diseases. And here's some advice for you. This is from a tick expert.
Okay.
Ticks don't fly or jump like fleas or anything. No. The only way they can get onto a human is through direct contact. They do this by waiting at the edge of a blade of grass or tall reed or something similar. Then they latch on when something brushes against them. This is why you have to be like me and never leave the house. I never leave the house.
No, that's not
I'm always
right.
Walking on asphalt.
What a ridiculous thing to say as a human.
Concrete.
I'm only
pavement.
Walking on I'm only walking on asphalt now.
That's I'm not getting any
There's
ticks.
No grass.
All what you mean? Idiots rolling around in the grass, like, oh, what a beautiful day. Look at the grass up against my feet. And then you got 19 ticks on you. How you like that?
You know, it's not a death
Take
sentence.
Take it to the Matthews Bridge.
It's Is that tick biscuit?
Yep.
Tick.
Tick biscuit.
Limp ticket? I don't know which one's better. Anyway.
If you got a limp ticket, there's a service you can call for that.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah. Got to get it vouched for. Got to get, yeah. Anyway, I don't think ticks are something to be that. Be a check for them. Be smart about them. But that.
Keep on saying ticks not dangerous.
Hang on. I just want to be on the show.
Lyme disease is like drinking a Sprite.
I want to be. That's lemon Lyme disease, you morons.
Refreshing. T-Bone says refreshing.
I got key lime disease. I just eat pie all the time. Hey, man, you doing, babe? I got key lime disease, babe. Rushing today, babe. It's not how he talks.
When did Dennis Miller get here again?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying you're the one who has said on this program 10 seconds ago, I don't walk on grass anymore.
I don't walk on grass.
I think you can have a happy medium between that and like finding a bucket of ticks and sticking your face in it and going, no problem. There's a big chasm in between the two, and I live in that chasm.
I don't walk on grass. You know I don't set foot in any natural body of water.
I know you don't.
Because I'm afraid of the little things flying up my pee-pee.
There's only a few places on Earth where those things exist.
Not with global warming. They're everywhere.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
Is that also an explosion?
They used to be in the Amazon. Now they've jumped.
What's the technical name for those things again? Hang on. I'm looking it up.
Things that fly up your, swim up your urethra?
Sorry, it's a pee-pee fish. That's right.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
We normally talk to our guy Jason Stark on Mondays, but he had a skin tag that needed to be removed with an Arby's meat slicer. He got that thing lanced right off.
Very few people know you can get that done. Arby's one of the few restaurants still practicing medicine.
That's one of the secret off-the-menu things at Arby's.
You know, somebody serve that to you, but if you need a procedure done that involves slicing.
You pay enough. They may serve you a skin tag.
I forgot. This is the guy who wants to eat human flesh. So
yeah, but I don't
want
to eat a skin tag.
Why?
That's
it's not flesh?
No.
I mean, it's not flesh. It's literally called a skin
That's
tag.
A skin barnacle.
They call it a flesh tag. Tag? Would you feel better about that?
No.
All right.
You're honestly telling me that if someone handed you a human filet, maybe a little béarnaise sauce on top of it, mm-hmm. you wouldn't take a bite of that?
What I'm saying is, if the option, the amount I would take is such a small morsel,
yes,
it would be
you'd
close.
Eat it, though.
Right, maybe. That'd be the only ways. It would not be like a regular steak sized, you know, cube or whatever that you cut off.
How about
the steak.
This? How about this?
It would be so small, though. It would be like a skin tag. So I'm just saying, what's the difference to you? Why would you care? Skin tag, no skin tag. Still small.
Science is very advanced.
Okay.
We get to the day where we can grow human flesh in a lab. Mm. So you know this didn't belong to somebody. This person didn't go through life, and now you're putting some A1 sauce on his loin. All right, this was grown in a lab. Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, well, I would definitely eat it then. I wouldn't care if it wasn't for the fact that I know it came from someone. If it's just like created in a lab specifically to be eaten,
just meat.
I'd have different problems then, right?
Why is this lab creating human flesh for consumption?
And why is it always Elon Musk who's coming up with these ideas? That would be my next question. Why him? Always. But no, I pay for
this human steak in Bitcoin.
No, here's the thing, though. If they were creating human flesh in a lab, my next question is, well, what else have you got back there? Mm-hmm. Because they probably also have Wagyu beef. And so if they can perfect that and make it cheaper and more accessible, crazy. I'm just saying, do that before you get to human flesh for consumption. I don't need that.
All right, so we have a big program today. And it's always good when in the first 4 minutes of the show we talk about eating people. It's all downhill from here.
That's right.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
My wife would have sold me for $5 yesterday with that whole pinball machine debacle.
So how'd that all
if you missed yesterday's show, we had a pinball machine delivered to the house. And I was coordinating with this guy. And I've also come to the conclusion that everybody who sells and refurbishes pinball machines is crazy. Yeah. And I guess there's a reason why, like, you know, people grow up and say, I'm going to get a job, a regular job. And these people say, I'm just going to work on pinball machines. And God bless them, but I don't think they develop properly. And so I'm coordinating with this guy. And he says, all right, Monday at noon, I'll be there. And I said, well, you know, my wife works from home and she's got all these meetings scheduled, but I will have her clear her schedule because I'm not going to be here. And so she'll clear her schedule and let you in and all of that. And he said, great, install should take about 60 minutes. I said, fantastic. That'll be fine. It's just an hour. She lets him in, gives him water, has sex with him quickly, and then he's out the door. Right? I figured it'd be a... No, I'm sorry. That's Tim's wife.
I was going to say, you didn't have a lot of high hopes for, apparently, for this guy.
No,
it would just be over quickly. This guy would just be in there and done. That's it.
So I give Kristen the guy's phone number yesterday morning and said, coordinate with this guy. He said, he'll be here at noon. So then I get to work, and I'm getting texts from Kristen all the time now. She's getting progressively angrier with me with each passing text.
He hasn't even left yet. He just texted me from the gas station and said gas was a disaster. What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
She's like, look, these rose petals and candles are only going to last so long. I mean.
That's right.
Right.
And so, long story long, he gets there 2.5 hours late. It's just him. It's just some 70-year-old guy with no assistance whatsoever. He's bringing this thing on a hand cart. in the foyer of the house. He slips and the whole pinball machine falls on him with the hand cart and everything. Oh, he falls ass backwards right onto the floor, leaves a gash in the floor. Oh, Kristen thought she was going to have to call the ambulance or the morgue, one of the two things. And then she's having daydreams of this guy suing us because he fell in the damn house with the pinball machine on top of him. He swears he's all right. And so then Kristen says, well, maybe you should wait for your other guy. He says, there is no other guy. This guy's like 70 years old. So the other guy was Kristen helping this guy get the thing down the steps into the basement. Jeez. And he shows up and says, oh, it's going in the basement? It's a pinball machine. Where do normal people put them in the dining room?
Most people have them right in the foyer is usually where you're
right. I was going to leave it right here with my dead body underneath. So she's screaming at me. I'm dreading going home last night. I get home and she's yelling at me. I hope you like it. How much is it going to cost to get our floor repaired and to scrape this guy's dead body off the lawn?
Because he didn't die from that. She then murdered him out on the lawn as a warning to everyone.
Well, then
else.
I had to hear about everything about his hygiene and shockingly, pinball guy, I guess, isn't zestfully clean.
Are you kidding me? Pinball guy was not like, you know, I better put the suit and tie on today.
But I couldn't even enjoy the maiden voyage, the first pinball game last night, because she's just screaming at me. All right.
Do you think there will ever come a time where you play that pinball machine and you won't think of the difficulties therein of getting it in the house?
There will be a time where I don't.
Okay.
But as long as she's standing next to me, she will remind me of it.
Yeah. But I don't know this. Like, how heavy are these machines? I mean, I've seen them.
Pretty damn heavy.
Right. I've never tried to lift one, but I assume hundreds of pounds is what they weigh.
Yeah,
I don't assume
it's a heavy thing.
Right. Okay. So, like,
plus, it was made in the 70s. So, all the parts on the inside, all the guts on the inside are also heavy.
Yeah. Now they're using carbon fiber and titanium for these things.
That's what I'm saying.
They're
yes.
made for speed.
Elon Musk is making these things now. Hardly weighs anything.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Why would you not bring another guy?
I don't know.
Why would you not have another person there?
I'm just glad he didn't die. I'm glad he's
well,
not
I
there.
Mean, I am, too. I don't want anybody to die over a pinball machine. That would be a horrible way
well,
to
Well, I may die over the pinball machine.
Well, that's fair.
He could kill me.
Would that be, if you do die, would I be able to say that you died doing what you love, which is playing pinball and annoying your wife? Or
sure.
Would that, okay.
Throw some pizza in there and pretty good.
That's what people always have to say. It's like, oh, but he died doing what he loved. And it's like, well, I don't think he loved it because up to that point, he had not died doing it. Like, if you die doing something, I would guess if you could reach the person after death, they would say, don't love that as much as I thought I did because I died doing it. So, like, if you love roller coasters and you die on a roller coaster, I guess if they would talk to you in the afterlife, you'd be like, you know what, roller coasters? Lower on my list now. It's not my favorite thing anymore.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
The saga of the pinball guy continues.
What happened now?
Well, I told the story yesterday about having the pinball machine delivered to the house, and Kristen had to deal with it, and it was a nightmare, and she still hasn't forgiven me. But now what's happening is this pinball guy keeps texting me. And at first it was like, oh, hey, tell me how you like it.
Right.
And I responded, I said, it's great. Thank you. I mean, I didn't bring up my wife wants to chop your balls off and make a stew. I didn't bring that up, you know, but, you know, he's like, oh, what do you think? I said, oh, it's great. Thank you so much. That's all I said. I thought this was the end of it.
Right.
And by the way, he's in my phone as Scott the pinball guy.
Okay? Scott the pin. Got it. Okay.
So then he says, hey, do me a favor, take a video of yourself playing it. It's like, what is this guy? Got the Vaseline out at home? The Jergens? What's going on here?
Does he have a like Facebook or Twitter? Maybe
I don't know, but I'm not videoing myself playing the pinball thing, sending it to Scott the pinball guy. I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying maybe he wanted it for publicity for his site to be like, hey, here's another satisfied customer whose floor I gouged and almost died on. But yeah, hey, come on and buy a pinball machine for me.
Whatever. So I answered him back, but I sort of avoided it where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do that for you. And then I didn't.
Now, I'm not saying that this is not a weird request, but all I am saying is I think your own, like, fears or concerns are a little getting in the way here.
Okay.
The guy asking for a video, he probably just wants it for something.
You haven't let me finish this story yet.
Okay.
Well, all right, because you're thinking of a very rational reason why this guy wants the video.
Okay.
The next thing was, what are you watching on TV tonight? Was the question from the pinball guy. And then I'm thinking to myself, am I this guy's best friend now?
Yes, you
is
are.
Is this what you buy a pinball machine from a guy, he almost dies in your house, and now you're friends for life? And then Kristen comes in the room, and she sees me texting.
Yeah. Who are you texting with?
And I said, it's the
pinball guy.
The pinball guy.
You're texting? I hate that guy. You're texting with the pinball guy?
And so what I had to do, because the pinball guy wouldn't leave me alone last night with the texting, I had to change his name in my phone to T-Bone so that when she comes in and she sees, it's like this guy's my mistress. She walks in and she sees the text now. She thinks it's you because she has forbade me from texting with the pinball guy because it is her enemy for life, this guy.
So how long did the text conversation continue?
It was way too long. And I am trying to be polite because at some point it's like, well, what if I need service or something and something breaks and he has to walk me through it over the phone? I can't just tell this guy to go to hell and stop texting me. I want to keep the lines of communication open just in case I need his pinball expertise, albeit at a distance, in the future. But it's making it hard. I may have to block this guy.
It feels like we are about 5 to 7 more texts away from you just saying, free pinball machine if you can get it out of my basement, and being done with pinball machines forever.
It could be. Well, it sort of ended like this. Where, you know, he came, he dropped it off, Kristen wrote him a check, and that was the end of it. And he said, well, I have your receipt here. And I said, well, I don't really need the receipt. I mean, we wrote you the check, that's fine.
We got, yeah, right.
You know, and he said, no, I'm going to mail you the receipt, and I got something special I'm putting in the envelope for you.
Oh, boy.
And it's
oh,
like,
boy.
What is this guy, sending me his pubes or something in the mail?
It's
what am I going to get from this guy?
Maybe he found, like, a nice, I don't know, little sticker or something, put on the pinball machine.
I got
little
a
retro look for it.
I don't for
know.
You.
Yeah. It's,
I got to mail you a receipt.
It's here's like, the
oh,
thing, do you? Though. Okay. Here's the thing. You, and I'm not blaming you for this. I'm just pointing this out as a thing that has occurred. You have entered into a world that is usually full of people who are hardcore collectors who value the community that comes along with collecting. You, however, have no use for that. But unfortunately, you're dealing with a bunch of people, or one person in this case, who does engage in that, right?
All I want to do is buy a product. I didn't know, but I had to become the guy's best friend.
I didn't say that, but what I'm saying is, right, this is not, again, I'm not saying you would expect this, but how many people are going and buying vintage pinball machines? The answer's not many. The people who do are probably like hardcore collector guys for the most part. And so they probably fit a typical mold of like, oh, yeah, I got a million questions. I want to know all this about the pinball machine. And this guy's probably like, yeah, cool. Hey, we're friends now, right? And
all right.
Now you are just like, I wanted to go to the Walmart of pinball machines, buy the product, leave. No one ever talks to me again. And unfortunately, I don't think that's happened. That's why I'm saying we're 5 to 7 texts away from you just one day being like, you know what? Pinballs suck. And just getting rid of it. And be like, this is a mistake. I never want to see another pinball machine for the rest of my life.
You're right. I'm almost there now.
If you can't get enough football, you've come to the right place. Your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and other random NFL teams when we feel like it.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
You know, since about 9:30 this morning, I have felt like I have an eyelash in my eye.
and I've been rubbing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get it out. Looking in the mirror, looking for an eyelash. I see nothing. I can't get this feeling out of my eye. I assume that there was an eyelash at some point. And me trying to get it out, rubbing my eye, I probably scratched my eye. And that's what I'm feeling now.
Sure. That makes sense.
But I want to kill myself. I just want to let you know that I'm sitting here doing the show today in distress. I want to. It's so bad I want to kill myself.
Have you put some eye drops in or
yes,
anything?
I've done the eye drops. I've flushed it out with water. I've done everything. I can't get any relief.
Mm. Well, I mean, you had the issue. Your father has the issue, right, where his eye will gleek occasionally? I mean,
yes,
could this be the start
more
of,
than occasionally.
Okay. And gleeking of eyes, that is a
squirting
thing that,
eye.
Right. It freaks me out, man. It really does. That's just a thing you do. Is just
he needs windshield wipers on his glasses.
I don't understand. Like, I get having tears in your eyes. We've all been there.
No, his eye squirts involuntarily. And here's the grossest part now. I forgot to tell you this little development.
Okay. All right.
My father recently had cataract surgery on mm-hmm. both of his eyes.
Yeah.
So he sees perfectly now. He doesn't need to wear his glasses. Here's the problem. The glasses used to be the buffer for the eye squirting. It would just squirt into the glass, and then he would wipe off his glasses, as disgusting as that was. Yeah, now he's not wearing glasses. His eye is squirting all over the damn house.
I mean, maybe it would be worth talking to the optometrist, you know, if anyone in your family, Mike, I don't know if you've got anyone you could talk to, but if someone there could potentially advise him on the eye gleek.
First of all, my father-in-law is an ophthalmologist, not an optometrist.
I'm sorry,
and if you
I
call
apologize.
An optometrist, he will punch you right in the face.
Can I say, I don't know the difference? What is the difference?
There's
ophthalmologist
difference.
Is surgical, and optometrist is just like one or two, three or four. Is that the difference? I don't know.
The ophthalmologist is qualified to cut open your eye.
So surgery, that's okay.
The optometrist is the guy at LensCrafters, and there's nothing wrong with
that guy. Yeah, I kind of get there's a little elitism going on there. Looking down on the optometrist is like, oh, okay, I do nothing.
But what I'm trying to say to you is that my father-in-law did this for many years. He's retired. He
yes.
doesn't want any eye gleeking problems. He's done.
All right, but like if
he's
you're
looked at all the eyes, he's going to look
okay,
at.
Okay, if you're retired, right? You're retired. You get out of this business at some point. You know, 37 years from now, which is probably how much longer you'll be doing this, because I think you got a long time left doing it, Mike. I think you're really
37
be in
years
this for
me,
yes.
Dude. You know what's funny is that you think I'm going to be alive for 37 years. That's the most
right.
hilarious thing.
I'm just saying, when you retire, whenever that is. At some point, if, like, I don't know, someone that, like, Samantha at that point, she's old enough that she's dating, right? And someone comes home, they're like, you know, I was thinking of doing a podcast. You're not even going to, like...
You know what I'm going to say? Dump this loser. You can do better. That's what
well,
I'm
maybe that
say.
Loser is like, oh, I've started three tech companies, but I'd like to do a podcast. Do you know anything about that? Possible father-in-law? Like, whatever. I've crafted a little fanfic here. But my point is, you wouldn't... It's your own business that you used to do, and you're out of it. But someone says, hey, can you help me with this? You wouldn't be like, oh,
no.
Well, let me tell you a couple microphones to look up or something. You wouldn't even try to help a
no,
little
you know
bit?
What I would say? I have a friend, T-Bone. He knows all
of
about
course.
Podcasting.
Well, that, okay.
He'll help
but
you out.
Couldn't he do that with like, hey, I've got a guy who is all about the
yes,
eye gleeks. I got a doctor friend. We can get this hooked up.
Yes, he could do that. My father's not going.
Your father's not going.
My father was blind. He was blind. He should have gotten the cataract surgery 10 years ago. It took him 10 years to do that.
I got to tell you, if it came down to cataracts or squirting eye, I'm getting the squirting eye fixed first, and then later I'll get the cataracts. Quite honestly, that's not my highest priority. Vision would
but
be...
But the squirting eye is not a problem for you. It's just a problem for everybody around
that's
you.
That's why it would be a high priority, because I don't want to have to be... You know, we've just been all over the mask wearing for the last year, and then now we're going to get back into regular society, hopefully sooner than later, and then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, what is this? Are you...
That guy's
like,
eye
no,
is peeing all over me.
He's squirting everywhere. His eye just... I got to get out of here. This is insane. Like, I would think you've had a year with masks and everything. Like, go get it taken care of.
On YouPorn is just eye
I hope
gleeking.
Not. It seems like, now let me, have you ever heard of people who can squirt like milk out of their eye from when they drink?
I've heard of it.
Like where you drink the milk.
I can't watch it.
Okay, but you've heard of people that
yes,
can do
I've
that.
Heard of it. It's disgusting.
Has your father ever tried to do that?
No, it's involuntary. Maybe, he can't control it.
Maybe he's not working hard enough. Maybe if he practiced, maybe he could. I'm just saying, maybe there's a thing where he's one of those people who can like snort milk and then it shoots out of his eye. We don't know where that's coming from, is what I'm telling you. Maybe he's got more talents than you know.
I'm just telling you, you know, a couple years from now, maybe you're walking through a nursing home and they got all the old people just sort of right. wheeled out in the hallway waiting for death. And you say to yourself, I don't know who this weird guy is with a huge afro and he's just squirting from the eye. You'll know that's my father. You'll go up and say, hello, Mr. Common Man.
You'd be like, hey, Cyclops Super Soaker over here needs to shut it out and shut it down. This is insane. Get him some goggles or something. Jeez.
There's an old man. We need to get him some goggles.
Just put a face. What happened to all those face shields we were wearing a couple years ago where we couldn't breathe on anybody? Get one of those for this guy.
We got a lot of storage. We can get some.
No, just put one on his face. Get a wiper for it, too. Get a windshield wiper and a face shield. Let's go.
The best of Common Man and T-Bone.
The What's Crackins are coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for it. That's all we're ever calling them, right? We're not actually calling them the Kraken. They're the What's
Crackin'.
No,
but here's the problem with this, is that I actually have a hoodie that says What's Crackin', and it has a picture of a sea monster, the Kraken.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
Which I bought a while ago, but now when I wear it, people are like, oh, is that the new Seattle Kraken? It's like, no, it's not. This is something we've said on the show for a while now, and now I can't wear it because people think I'm supporting the Seattle Kraken.
You know, I didn't know we were going to get into this today, but I, unrelated to any of this, just came across something online that I was reading, and I was fascinated by, Mike, because historians have a new theory about sea monsters. Kraken, the Loch Ness Monster, not necessarily a sea monster, but, you know, like these things that are seen often and talked about in lore as to, wow, there was this giant serpentine, because they're all similar, right? They're all like kind of serpentine, or they were tentacles.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because people saw huge giant squids. They exist.
Mm, well, that's one theory, yes. You know what another theory is?
What?
That sailors were not prepared for the amount of whale undercarriage that exists.
Oh,
they did not realize that what some of this was, and this is a historical theory, right? No one was there to know this for sure. But in reading some of this and looking at where these ships would have been when some of these legends formed, there is a theory in history now that, yeah, what they might have just been seeing is just giant whales, you know, letting it all hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know what they were seeing. And they're like, my God, it's huge.
Why?
Oh, my God, it's a monster.
Look at that thing. Look at them.
I mean, they wrote songs about these things, and you find out later that the songs might have just been about whale penis. That's really what it comes down to. So I just want to say, Seattle, you either named your team after a squid or whale pee-pee.
With that's a what little love and some whale penis, it'll rise above the water.
Right. So, yeah, that's just good luck with your team. I hope it works out for you. You may have actually named it after a legend that is based on
penises.
The whale members. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fine right. with me. Now you know what you throw on the ice for a hat trick.
Yeah, you don't throw hats. Get some muscle relaxers and toss them out there.
Enjoy all the football this weekend. And remember to join us for Reaction Monday to break it all down.
Sponsored by Taco Bell.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
I think we've had this conversation
well,
on
then
the
then you
air
know what?
Before.
I forgot about him then.
No. I'm saying because I've said something about Bob Baffert, and you're like, Bob Baffert? Who's that?
And
I'm like, he's a horse trainer.
Was.
You're like, who do you write his biography? Jeez. And you just yell at me because I happen to know one of the few famous people in horse racing that train horses, and now he's in trouble again. So,
haven't you realized this about me? If I don't care about something, it instantly falls out of my head. This is what I say to my wife all the time when she has to, every time we go someplace, you know, before when we still went places.
Right, yeah.
But every time we would go someplace, she would say, "All right, you're going to see this person. You've met them 7 times. Their name is so-and-so. They have children. They were at our wedding." I don't remember anyone. That's why when I see someone, I don't, like, my default is to say, "Nice to meet you." Right?
Yeah, right.
But I've gotten in trouble doing that before because then people are like, "Actually, we've met 92 times. So now what I say is nice to see you. In every situation.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you." So if I've met that person, they're not offended.
That's right.
And I can pretend my way through the conversation.
You walk up to the person, you say, "Nice to meet you." And he's like, "Son, I was just zipping out to get something."
Zippy, zippy, zippy. "Oh, I just had some zesty food."
"Let me gleek on you with my eye." Right. I mean, he's got a lot going on.
Got the cataracts now.
That's good.
He doesn't have cataracts. He doesn't have cataracts. Had them removed.
Sucked out of there.
Yeah.
What they do. Not quite, but they used to.
But I told you the problem.
Well, what was the problem?
Is when he was blind and couldn't see and wore the glasses. When his eye would involuntarily squirt, it would be disgusting, but it would just hit his glasses. But now that he doesn't have to wear glasses to see, his eyes just squirting and hitting the countertop. They were over for dinner on Saturday night. I'm like wiping the counter constantly because his eyes squirting.
You need to go out to one of these like bow and arrow or gun places and get a target and just put it up on the fridge. And then when he comes over, just stand him back 5 paces and say, "Dad, let's see if you can hit the bullseye."
I was having this conversation with my wife though, because you know they came over and I'm a good host, right?
Yes.
Or I pretend to be, so I don't have to talk to people.
No, you're a good host. You've had us over.
And
you've
been a good host. I put out some appetizers. I had some meats. I had some cheeses. I had made some bread. And I put it out. And then I actually saw my father's eye squirt and hit a piece of the cheese that I had put out. And so then Kristen's going for some cheese. Said, "Don't touch the cheese." "Why not? I want some cheese." My father eye gleeked on the cheese. What is a gleek?
You got to follow the show 3 hours a day. You know about the problems of eye gleeking. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get your dad some readers just for when he comes over. Just like, "Dad, I want you to put these
on."
He
doesn't need them.
Or get him, you know what?
I'm going to get him some Kevin Duckworth goggles.
I was going to say, get him a couple of Horace Grants and just send those over to the house and say, "When you come over, Dad, I want these on, because we never know. It might be a rebound you got to grab. Just put them on."
All right. So game show today. Did we say what was the game?
Horses. Or as I'm calling the game show, Nay, Nay. That's what I'm calling it, because horses neigh. Nay, nay.
I was confused.
Right. Watch me.
I thought now we were doing Real Housewives of Atlanta stuff.
Watch me nay.
That's Nene.
No, Nene's different than Nay, Nay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nene, by the way, when my wife used to make me watch these terrible shows, then I said, "I can't."
I like how you say it like that, as if you don't sit down and watch.
No,
you sit down and
watch.
Dude,
I watch plenty of trash. I would admit it if I watched it. I actually had a big fight with my wife, is that I can't watch these shows anymore.
But I like your commentary.
Because it would be like Mystery Science Theater. I would comment on what I was seeing, but then the actual show started to depress me so much. I said, "I can't watch humanity like this. I can't watch it." But my point is, Real Housewives of Atlanta, there was, I don't know if she's still on the show, a woman on the show named Nene. Nene Leakes, I think, was her name. Right. And she was the first person who I ever heard say, "It is what it is." And when she gets an attitude with people, she, instead of repeating herself, she will simply say, "I said what I said." And she'll say it with flavor.
Right. I said what I said.
To the point where now my 4-year-old daughter will say that to me with flavor.
I said what I said.
Dad, I said what I said.
I like that. I have the problem of with those shows, I am told my commentary is not welcome.
Oh, well, because, come on over and comment for Kristen, because she enjoys it.
That's fine. Well, but I don't know how good my... You might actually have good commentary. My commentary is like, what? Why do these people... Why are they even doing this?
And what see, that's why I had to leave. Because I couldn't take it. There was nothing funny about it to me.
Yeah, I've gotten there with a few shows. I know what you mean. It's tough. I can't watch the Sister Wives show.
No, I can't watch that.
See, I can't watch... And Melissa loves watching that show. Because every one of these episodes, they're like, you know, it is so bizarre. It's almost, my husband loves me, but he also loves this other woman. And there's so much drama. And I don't understand why. And it's just like, it's because there's four of you all in one room of one guy. And the guy is always like, well, I can't go be with you tonight because I got to be over here. And then I got to be over there. Oh, these women are stressing me out.
Go figure, they get jealous.
Why? Yes. It's like, what? You have four spouses. It's not man, woman. It's you have four spouses and one spouse in the center of it. Of course, there's going to be jealousy and strife and intrigue. And all these people always do is go, what could possibly be causing this division among all of us? It's like, I don't know. Maybe the fact there's four of you and one of him. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's where the stress is. I don't know. That's why they put you on TV, you freak shows.
Now, gang, we got to hold a family meeting. So then 60 people walk in, right? We got to hold a family meeting.
Yes. And we got name tags on.
We got to talk about our finances and why we don't have any money. Hold on. Let's go build four separate houses.
But one
why don't we have any money?
We have a cul-de-sac.
Right, we built for ourselves. We purchased the entire cul-de-sac. No one seems to work here.
No, that's the thing. He's always like, I got a thing. I got to fly away. I got to go.
He's got a
thing.
And
she's like, I can't believe you're going to miss Sarah's whatever graduation. And it's like, there's 90 of them. What am I supposed to do? I can't make everyone. Do you know how many mortgages we have? Of course he's got to fly around and go pay the bills. What is happening? Yes, it's almost like this was a bad idea.
It's almost like having a bunch of kids is a bad idea too, right? Because you could do the best job in the world. One of them is going to wind up arrested for child porn, like the Duggars.
Well, that's right. That's a whole other thing.
That's
course,
not a whole other thing. That's their thing.
That's true, right. It's have all the kids and then be a terrible parent, basically. I mean, there's no way you can be all the kids.
There's no way you can
parent.
Be present. There's no way you can give the type of attention you need to give.
Now, those kids are probably grateful to be, right? I mean, hey.
To be alive?
Well, I'm saying if you had two of them versus 20 of them, there's
okay.
18 of them that aren't kids. I'm just saying, but
when does
are
that
you
number
them-
stop existing, by the way? Where it's I like, I can't imagine my life without our 97 kids.
I don't know. But any show that involves that, like any show that involves, because there's other shows that involve the polygamy thing, and they all have the same problems of like, well, you know, at first when we invited Jessica into our lives, I thought it would be great. She'd be like my sister. It'd be a lot of fun. But now I find that like her and my husband go spend all the time together and I'm like the third wheel. How did this happen? And it's like, cause you're in this situation. That's why. And I just yell and then I'm told to leave the room because we know this going into the show. I don't need to keep saying it, but it still boggles my mind that the people on this show don't get why they're on this show.
Are the Sister Wives still on or are they gone?
Oh, yeah, they're still on.
Oh, because every time I turn on TLC, it's either like huge goiters being popped or 90 Day Fiancé.
No, they just
that's
had
like every. And then the guy with no neck.
Yeah.
Like you think Kenny Albert has no. Have you seen this guy? A 90 Day Fiancé?
Yes, he's like a smaller guy, right? Like
no, I don't think he is.
No? I know what you're talking about. He has like no neck. I think I know
who
you're talking about.
I don't think he's a little person.
I just mean he's like 5'1". I mean, I don't mean he's like little person. I don't know.
Yes,
he
looks like a shorter guy, but
yeah.
Look, we always say like, oh, Patricia Heaton has no neck, or oh, Kenny Albert has no neck. No, this guy goes from chest to head. There's nothing else.
He is the perfect person to get into a car crash. He will not get whiplash. He may get like a, I don't know, decapitated by the seatbelt, but he will not get whiplash because his neck is too strong. I agree with you.
And they always show him with women.
Well, yeah.
Like he's getting the women. Show? I mean, but I'm just saying he's getting women. I don't know who's clicking, swiping right on the profile.
Look, man, once you're on basic cable for long enough,
But that used to be the case, but now there's so many shows. See, back in the day, you used to have to be somebody to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. Now there's so many channels and so many shows and streaming service. They pay minimum wage.
Are you saying that Dr. Pimple Popper isn't a somebody?
But at least Dr. Pimple Popper has her own practice.
She does.
Right?
That's
She's practicing medicine someplace. This no-neck guy, yes, how did they find this guy?
Don't we think that Dr. Pimple Popper would be doing that even if they were like, I'm sorry, we've taken your medical license away? She would still be out there finding things.
She'd just go up to random people on the street and say, hey, man,
well,
can I
don't know
that?
About
that.
Well,
looks very pussy. Can I pop
there? Would be, I'm saying I think she would be like looking for things to squeeze. Yeah. On YouTube, she would say, can I squeeze
so
this?
She gets fired. Then she's all of a sudden the person on QVC selling the honey bells, just squeezing.
Well,
squeezing
like,
the
look,
juice out.
This is how I pay the bills
You're
for my passion.
You're never going to see how much juice comes out of this thing.
This Have you seen that guy on QVC wearing a raincoat?
Oh,
he's like wearing a raincoat, squeezing fruit.
That's inappropriate. I'm sorry. That is too overt.
The guy's a million years old. He's got like an orange raincoat on, and he's squeezing like these mutant oranges to show you how much juice you get. They should put NC-17 on that.
They used to have that guy. That's a good statement. There was a man in politics who made the statement, I will know pornography when I see it.
Yeah, that's
right?
It.
That's the definition of pornography. And that is what that is on that show, where the guy's just squeezing oranges. And you're like, not suitable for children. Just move that away. Nope.
I would like to point out that we started the show yesterday talking about the crew disaster and how you wanted to kill yourself. And I was very depressed for everybody. We were knee deep in that yesterday. And we started today's show with absolutely nothing. We have not accomplished one thing segment.
You did accomplish one thing. You made me mad that you put some smoke on Patricia Heaton's name. I don't like it when you disparage Patricia Heaton's name.
I'm not disparaging her.
I think she's great.
She's not great.
She's amazing.
But I'm telling you, she's got a very tiny neck.
It's fine. I think she's
Do
awesome.
You dispute this?
I guess I'd never paid attention to
Go
it.
Go look her up. She's got a very tiny neck.
She wears a lot of big collars. In all her shows, she's always got a collar around that thing.
I love her one-woman show where she's just playing Dracula. Just popping the collar up.
Yeah, that's right.
All the dumb things we say are on demand when you want them. Just utilize the computer chip we've implanted into your brain. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destin.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your number one source for hot takes. This is the Fan's Afternoon Show.
This is pretty generic branding, I gotta say, Mike.
Be quiet.
I mean, it's great. It's
we're trying to attract new listeners. Man and Bone's not gonna cut it.
That's right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
By the way, we have a new logo for the show that we've designed. You can head to @manandbone971. We're gonna change it. But right now it's @manandbone971 on Twitter.
Yeah. That's so stupid. People won't be able to figure out what we're doing.
Check out our new logo. I mean, we're still Man and Bone, but we're not.
Mike, we're doubling down on Man and Bone. But the way we've chosen to do that is by eliminating it from all of our imaging and our brand and our name of
our
show.
Logo still features Man and Bone. It still represents Man and Bone.
The Man and Bone, it actually represents Man and Bone. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. The symbol represents Man and Bone. That's how we're going to use that.
We've rebranded the show. We're still Common Man and T-Bone, but the show is now called Fan Afternoon Show.
Fan Afternoon Show.
Appeal to a broader audience.
Mike, think about it. If you're new to the market and you're like, well, where is the afternoon show for the Fan? All I hear is Man and Bone all the time.
Right.
Now you won't be confused. You'll just see, oh, Fan Afternoon Show, that's what I was looking for. And now you'll not only will you listen, you will send us gobs of money. You will just send us bags of cash. You won't even know why, because you're just so impressed with the branding. That's what's going
to
happen.
And we thought the smooth jazz was a little less threatening, too. So
it is.
No more Papa Roach. We're not doing that anymore. It's amateur hour.
No, you know what?
Said, now it's all Chris Botti.
That's too busy. You know, it's just Chris Botti. My guy?
Oh yes.
Okay, I don't know. I've never heard or seen.
Can you play that intro again, Teddy, just so we can hear the
Let's hear this so we're not confused.
We've made the voiceovers much more generic because we don't want to offend anybody.
Your number one source for hot takes. This is the Fan's Afternoon Show.
Yeah.
Mike, that's what people come to sports radio for, is just hot takes and that's it.
Listen to this, man. You can listen to this in the dentist's office now. Where before, you couldn't listen to us in the dentist's office.
No, of course not. This sets us apart, Mike, by being exactly the same as everyone else. So that's what we're doing. That's why we've chosen to double down on Man and Bone by eliminating it from the name completely. But we think that's better for us.
Thank you, Ted. By the way, Test Marketing has revealed that people don't like the name Ted. Your new name is Roy the producer.
Roy. Okay.
Roy.
Is that more international?
Ted, now, if you could please move out of the studio, we have 8 signs we're going to put up in your office that say Roy, just right now.
Roy.
Maybe. They're already done. We've got them delivered. This was spontaneous and organic and a natural process that also involved months of manufacturing behind the scenes that nobody knew about.
People decided they liked the 3-letter name.
They did.
But not Ted.
Not Ted.
Roy.
Can we make it Wah instead of...
No, two letters.
No.
It's getting stupid now.
I could be No, that's stupid.
I could be Montreal Wah.
You know why we picked Roy, by the way? Because the Y kind of has a triangle on the top of it. Right. So right. The triangle really sets apart our brand as an international icon. That's what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Common Man and T-Bone.
So tell me... This is a phrase I never thought I would say. So tell me about your mom and the porno mag.
Okay. So when I first moved out of the house when I was 18 years old, I had porno mags under my mattress, like I'm sure many people did.
Yeah. Depends on what generation you were in, because I don't think there's I think the magazine industry probably has suffered a bit across all fronts, right? Sports Illustrated, Hustler, they're all doing less business than they used to. But I get your point, yeah.
Yeah, well, this was, 1998, so...
I'm saying I don't think people today have, a stash of them under their bed. I think
a
tablet or something.
Anywho, I had porno mags under my mattress. I move out of the house, but, my bedroom is the same. I didn't take any of my furniture... I would be coming back at some point to stay, get my laundry done, sleep, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So a couple months later, I come back to the house, I walk in my room, and there's a new bed in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom says, oh, we got a good deal on this mattress, so we changed out your mattress. And I, my stomach, there's a pit in my pit?
Yeah.
In my stomach, and I got to tell you, my parents have never been people who practice restraint. They always look for every opportunity to needle me. They didn't say a damn word about the porno mags that I'm quite sure they found, and did not say a damn word until last week.
Last week?
Yes.
Last week, okay,
so
what happened there?
My parents are over here last week, and my father is in the bathroom, the powder room on the main level.
Yeah.
And my mom says, I hate to do this, but your father's in the bathroom. Can I go upstairs and use your bathroom? And I said, sure, you don't have to ask. And she goes, yeah, but I don't know if there's going to be porno mags up there. And I said, we waited so long! You waited so long! And if you did it on purpose, I would actually respect you. If you both said, we're going to drop it on him today.
Right. We're going to find an opportunity.
Since 1998. We're going to drop it on him today. They went that long and didn't say a damn word about it.
Wow.
Until last week.
That is, that's some gangster stuff right there, Mike. Your parents might have a little bit more to them than what you know.
Well, that's pretty tough. Or they're getting to the point where they don't realize what year it is anymore. And my mom thinks that just happened.
Right. Let me ask this. Is there a chance that they initially were like, we're not going to say anything because we think it would be weird or whatever. We're going to choose to just move on from that. And then over time, it stuck in their brain so much that they just thought, oh, I probably said it to him at some point. Like, do you think maybe she knew that she never, ever said anything about it?
Or
do you think maybe in her head she was like, I'm sure I brought this up before. Porno mags. And that's why that came
up. I just don't know. We waited so long. It's been so long. I thought, well, that's the one cool thing they did in their entire life. They just didn't say anything. They knew it was an embarrassing situation. What are you going to do about it? They let me have my dignity. They didn't say a damn word. Maybe they said to themselves, you know, when he's 41 years old, we're just going to bring this up out of the blue.
Who did I? Oh, gosh.
Out of the blue, they rose.
I saw Steve Harvey. He has his talk show, and he has a segment on it where he just lets people ask him questions from the audience, and then he responds, and some of these moments have gone viral. Did you see the one about the parents who found...
No.
Now, I think this was a kid who was more like 12, 13 years old, you know, a younger boy, but he had a magazine that his mom found in his room, and he did not know that mom had found it. And so she said her plan was, but she did not decide to do this, her plan was to take her own face and cut it out and replicate it a bunch of times and then put it in the magazine over
now
all
of
the
funny
other people's faces.
Now that's funny. That's
it's
a cool
funny
mom
until you get the therapy bill for that kid who's
no,
just like,
absolutely,
why doesn't your son talk anymore? And it's like, oh, we did this trick on him once, and he's never been the same. He's just over there.
I haven't had an erection in 25 years. Like, every time I'm attracted to a woman, I picture my mom.
You could really screw someone up if you do that. That's all I'm saying. There's a way to handle it, and I don't think that's the right way.
Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
I was at the doctor today getting a physical.
Yeah.
I've not had one in quite a while. Mm-hmm. And so the nurse is in there drawing my blood, and she's making conversation. I'm sure just to make sure that I don't pass out. What do you do? I said, oh, I work at a radio station.
Yeah.
I normally don't volunteer the information unless I'm pressed, but she was pressing. And she says, oh, what radio station? And I said, ah, it's the sports station in town. She goes, oh, yeah, I don't listen. But you know what? My boyfriend makes me listen to this guy when I'm in the car with him. Do you know him? And I said, well, do you know who the guy is? And she said, he's got some stupid name. Man boy, something man. Do you know him? And yeah. I said, yeah, I know him. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, he sounds like a real jerk. Is he a jerk? I said, he's the biggest jerk you've ever met. Man boy.
Man boy on the radio here. Hello.
Well, she's got a needle in my veins.
I got it, of course. No, I have the same issue where people ask, like, what do you do for a living? I just say, like, oh, media. And they're like, oh, what kind of media? Radio. I'm like, oh, where do you work? A sports station. Like, I'm never like, a Common Man and T-Bone, 3 to 6. Make sure you listen. Like, I never do that. If I can avoid it. In those situations, they don't care. They're just making small talk.
Right. She's just making conversation.
Yeah.
She would have been excited if I said, like, you know, Dino or Stacy would have gotten very excited, I think.
On the radio?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think Stacy is.
Yeah?
I don't know what Dino's up to.
Alive?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
I hope
he's alive.
Yes, of course. Me too. Wish him well.
Torg is dead.
Yeah.
He died.
Well, we killed him. We threw him.
No, he texted me the other day and said, I'm dead. Don't text me anymore. I'm dead. Bye-bye.
You know what? Torg seems like the type of guy that would have it figured out how to get a text sent from the dead. Like, if he died, there would be a service he was subscribed to.
When he dies, I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to go to the funeral, and I'm going to, like, mess with the corpse. Because I don't believe that he's going to be dead. I don't think it's possible.
Would it?
He's going to sit up and say, oh, dude, I got a crap, dude.
If there was anyone in your life that you know that you would go to a funeral, and then 3 weeks later you would get a text or an email from a number or a thing you don't recognize that would say, hey, remember that funeral you went to? It's me. I faked my own death. Torg would be the person that I would think would absolutely be able to pull that off.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
And now let's talk about space farts, shall we? So 44 years ago, NASA launched Voyager 1, which, by the way, is still zooming through space and still works, which is astonishing to me. They can still get data from something that they launched 44 years ago. It is zipping, their words.
Zipping.
Past the edge of the solar system, through the heliopause, my guy, hell of an F1 racer, heliopause. The solar system's border with interstellar space is what the heliopause is.
Okay.
Into the interstellar medium, and now its instruments, they're detecting something. They're detecting sound out in space.
Oh.
Yes. They say that they're hearing a low monotone sound, and they say it's because of interstellar gas.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
So that's what they're hearing.
I don't think they mean that, right?
Well, like interstellar gas, they say that's plasma waves. And it doesn't sound like our gas. Although it would be fun. It's like, hey, they're getting ready. They're sitting in their desk in Houston for the day, pulling up the Voyager 1 stuff. What's Voyager 1 doing right now? Hold on, let's take a, what do we got? What? What was that? Yeah. No, it's a long monotone sound. They said it's very faint and monotone because it's in a narrow frequency bandwidth. He says, we're detecting the faint, persistent hum of interstellar gas.
I don't know what to make of that other than, does the gas indicate that there's some other, like, something going on otherwise? Like, I assume the gas doesn't just exist and it's just there and it's moving around. Like, are they saying that points to some other thing?
Well, they're saying it's plasma waves. So I don't know how common that is in the space world. Again, this is two idiots trying to dissect something that's very complicated.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really weird. I wish I did know what it was. I am fascinated by the things we don't know in space.
I'm fascinated that something has been in space for 44 years and they can still get data from it.
Well, dude,
that's what I'm fascinated by.
They've got things. I mean, a lot of scientists will tell you that the light that we see from some stars, it may have been burned out.
Oh, no, absolutely.
A million years ago. Yes. And we can still see the light from it because it's taken so long to get here.
It's like a time machine in the sky.
Yeah, it is. And if we could perceive time, and now we're getting into 420 hour. But like, if you could perceive that dimension, we only can perceive time in a limited way. But if we could perceive time in a different way, perhaps we could travel through it in a different way than we do now. We travel in it as it is. We can't travel in it, go forward, go back. They're saying that if we could ever figure out how to modify time, like, you know, we can travel through other dimensions in our world, right? You can travel through the air. We figured out air travel, that they believe there's a much more complex way to do that with time. And part of the thought process is that perhaps with the light that is coming from these other places, that we can't understand how it burned out millions of years ago and it's still coming this way. If we could figure that out, perhaps we too could travel through time. We're getting a little glimpse of time travel, but we're not there. That's
is Voyager 1 the one that has like the golden record on it? Or is that another thing?
I don't know.
Well, because there's one of these crafts that they launched into deep space. They put a bunch of artifacts on there. So if it's found by some other civilization,
oh, that's right. Yes.
You know, you can play the golden record. I think they put some classical music on there and, you know, an image of man so you can see what we look, not you and me.
Yes.
An actual defined man with visible penis.
Well, maybe.
But you know what I would put up there.
Let's hope we, yeah, go ahead.
It's my theory.
What do you
is that it doesn't matter where you are in life. I mean, you can be a, you know, surgeon. You could be a garbage man. but we all like a little Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a f- my bleeding.
The aliens hear that. They say, we're going to Earth. This sounds like a party.
Or they're saying, you know what? We were going to invade your planet, but now we think you guys seem like pretty cool dudes.
Yes, so, exactly.
Want to hang out for the weekend? Let's chill. Get some brewskis. You know, I don't know. Maybe the aliens don't drink, but that's fine if they do. We'll have beers for them. That'll be fun.
The best of Common Man and T-Bone.
I played What's in the Bag today.
Did you really?
What's in the bag? Yes.
What's in the bag?
I was at the Golden Arches today.
Yeah.
And I ordered myself a number 7, which is the 2 cheeseburger meal.
Okay, I didn't remember the number 7.
Yeah, number 7, 2 cheeseburger meal, and I get my total, and then I go to the window, the first window to pay. And the woman says, "Do you want sauce with that?" Now, I had an opportunity to correct her because there's no sauce that's going to come with my 2 cheeseburger meal. I could have very easily said, "I had the 2 cheeseburger meal." And she said, "What is that?" "Oh, okay." And then, right. You know, changed it in her computer and I would have gotten what I ordered. Instead, I said, "No, I'm good." Because the total was not, you know, too far off from what I was already getting. And I wanted to see what was in the bag.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some nuggets in the bag. I was trying to think, what comes with sauce?
Nuggets is what I was
thinking. That's what I was thinking. I said, you know, I didn't order nuggets, but I could go for some nuggets. What's in the bag? And so I get up there. They hand me the bag. And now all of a sudden, I'm excited. I don't open it right away because I want to drive to my fat-ass parking spot so I can sit there and eat it like a loser. So I pull up, find a good spot, open up the bag. Of course, it was not my 2 cheeseburgers, which I did not expect.
Yeah.
It was not nuggets, which shocked the hell out of me. Instead, what I got was 2 sausage burritos with hash browns.
Sauce with the sausage McNuggets? Well,
they offer you picante sauce.
Oh, right.
Of course. You can dip the burritos in. And normally, I would partake in such thing. So I was a little upset that I didn't say yes to sauce.
You should have said, whatever you think goes with it, I would say put that in the bag.
Well, here's what I recommend. She doesn't care.
Pair it with whatever sauce you think is best. That's what I would say.
Again, because I'm a loser fat ass, I always come prepared. I have a collection of sauce packets in the car for this very situation.
Uh-huh.
So I just dug into the stash and I had some Taco Bell fire sauce and used that on the breakfast burritos. But I was very happy with this. I ordered cheeseburgers. I got burritos. I couldn't be happier. What's in the bag?
Yeah. I've seen people play a little version of What's in the Bag where, you know, if someone's like honking and really mad in the line behind you, the thing I've seen people do online is say, "Hey, I'm going to buy their food behind me," you know, and then they, at the window, they're like, "I'm going to pay for the food behind me." And they go, "Oh, that's very nice. You pay it forward." You're like, "Yeah, pay it forward." And they give you 2 receipts. You go up to the next window and you go, "Yeah, I got these 2 orders." And you just take both bags and leave.
I like that.
Right. You can play what's in the, you paid for the food. It's yours.
Right. But I mean, technically the other person is lost.
Well, technically you're stealing. I mean, that's horrible, right? And the next person
not
up
stealing,
there,
you paid for it.
I know you did, but there's ethically speaking, that person is expecting to get food and they've been told, "Hey, they already paid for your food." So they don't pay for anything, which I guess is good, right? But then they've sat in line all that time. I'm just saying, if someone's a jerk behind you in line, that's an easy way to fix that.
I like it.
Chris Holtman's favorite radio show at 6 o'clock on this station, The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the erotic movie Wild Things,
yes,
starring Nev Campbell and what's her name?
The other one.
Denise Richards. That's right.
That's right. Yes.
And you said you were not able to watch that when you were a teenager because, you know, your parents were very strict. And
well, I don't think a lot of parents were like, "Oh, yeah, go watch it." I think my parents were just, they were paying attention. They were like making sure there was not any chance I would see that.
Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of an awkward situation around the same time with a little movie called Species. Have you seen that movie before?
I have not, but I am aware of it because it has a female star, right?
Yes, it has a female star. I think it's Natasha Henstridge is who was in that movie. I think the concept of this movie is that she's an alien in human form, and she needs to breed to stay alive. And so the entire movie is her in various states of undress trying to boink people. That's the movie. And so I was at the video store one day, and I said, you know, because we were having like family video night.
Sure.
And I said, oh, this looks pretty good. This looks like a pretty creepy movie, Species. I didn't actually read the plot of the movie.
Just looked like a sci-fi movie.
Because, my dad and I, we enjoyed watching, like, you know, Terminator and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of like Terminator. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So I rented it, and we had pizza that night. And it was me and dad and mom. I don't know where my sister was, but she wasn't there. It was me, dad, mom. We had a little pizza, and we sat down for movie night, Species. This was either 95 or 96. I was, I think, like a sophomore in high school or something like that. And so I sit down, and I'm essentially watching a softcore porn.
Right.
With mom and dad just sitting there. And eventually, we probably lasted about 40 minutes into this movie. Because it's like, man, this is a lot of fornication.
Like, all right, well, they're not going to do this again.
Right, they're not going to do this 5 minutes movie. Later. It's like, no. Well, we're just going to get this out of the way, and then Terminator stuff will happen. No. But
I like that there's a discussion of the film's plot of, this is just an establishing idea here that she likes to have sex, and we've got that out of the way now. So the rest of the time, they will be very demure with how they portray the sex. They will not show it in graphic detail 9 other times. Now you've got me thinking
So let me finish the story.
Oh, yeah.
So about 40 minutes in, I like fake a stomach ache that I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because no one's willing to turn this movie off.
Why? Why did no one just say, you know what, let's not watch this. This is weird. Let's not. Or you say, I'll watch it later when you guys
go to the bathroom. I don't know. I go to the toilet. All right. So I'm in there for like 20 minutes. Because they're like,
do you want us to pause it?
No, don't pause it.
No, just let it.
Keep watching. I'm going to the toilet. So about 20 minutes later, I just hear a knock on the toilet in the bathroom door.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing in there? Are you okay? Do you need some Tums?
No, I don't need any Tums. I'm okay.
Are you touching yourself?
No. go back to watching the movie. That's the last thing I'm doing. I watch this with you and dad.
But it makes, I mean,
it's fallen off. I haven't touched anything.
I understand the logic because she's thinking, we watched this movie, there's a lot of sex, then all of a sudden he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom
normally a
long amount of time. Yes, but you can understand how someone would see that and go, I wonder what's happening there.
Well, but even if I were, what am I going to say to you? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I am. Come back later.
Now you've got me thinking about, what if the plot of Terminator was actually the plot of Species, and instead it was Arnold, like, yeah, like just everywhere he goes, he's like, ah.
what is he doing when he's faking that knife?
I've got to procreate. Ah. I have to make more little Arnolds. He just speaks about himself. He's just constantly running around. It's like, get down. Get to the chopper. Wrong movie. Still happening.
He's just plowing the housekeeper. That's why he was doing it.
I am getting into the role of Species. I've been offered the role. Like, no, Arnold, we're going to go with a hot lady instead of you.
They made sequels to Species, by the way.
Any of them featured Arnold or no?
No. Species 2, Species 3, and Species The Awakening. Straight to video.
Yeah, I bet it was. Did you guys rent that one too?
Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll have mom over this weekend. Mom and dad can come over and we can have a marathon. We can watch 2, 3, and 4.
It'll be a marathon, all right. Don't go to the bathroom during that marathon.
Are you touching yourself?
Yeah, I would assume that would cure any problems if you were and trying to, like, you know, you'd be like, nope, you know what? I'm good, mom. Thanks. That you yelling at me. We're all done now.
She did that a couple times to me. There was one time where I was on my bed. I used to keep a baseball, and I still do. I have a baseball. Teddy can attest to this. So can you, even though it's been a while since you've been in here. I have a baseball on my desk. When I get bored, I throw the baseball up in the air. Yes. Teddy, you probably saw me doing this yesterday, right?
Yes.
Just throwing the baseball up in the air. And I've always done that. I've kept a baseball by my bed, and I'll just be bored laying on my bed, throw a baseball up in the air and catch it. And so I had my door, like, cracked, my bedroom door, and I'm throwing the baseball up in the air. And my mom opens the door and says, "What are you doing in here? Are you touching yourself?" And I said, what is the matter with you? She goes, "All I hear is something slapping against a ball. I don't know what's happening." So I'm throwing a baseball up in the air. Get out of here. I don't do that to you when you're in the room with dad.
It is.
What are you doing in here? Are you guys fornicating?
It's very interesting when parents are aware of all of that and then are overly, like, they're assuming you're doing it more than you are, or that, like, your brain has gone somewhere. Like, I know my mom is occasionally, like, someone will come on TV and it'll be a totally innocent commercial, but she's like, "What are they trying to insinuate with that?" And it's like, "They're insinuating you can get 2 for 1 at the store?" And she's like, "2 for 1? Huh?" Mm. And you're like, "Yeah, 2, buy 1, get 1 free, mom. I don't know. What are we talking about?" Yeah, that's not what they're talking. They're not talking about a menage. What's going on here? Sometimes the
nobody just has 2 for 1 on melons.
"I'm sorry, did you say 2 for 1 melons? Ah, I must get to the store. Get to the store.
This is so
get
dumb.
To the Costco.
I don't have to wear a mask now."
All right, you know what?
Yeah, Arnold, I'm a free citizen. I will fornicate when I want to, with or without a mask. Oh, Lord. It's the worst Arnold impersonation ever.
I don't need a driver's license. I'm a traveler.
Worst Arnold impersonations ever. Worst ever. They're impressions,
I like how the cyborg also is worried about the tracker in the vaccine.
"You're not going to track me.
I have the worst Arnold impersonation." You're like Rich Little compared to mine. Or Frank Caliendo for people born in this century. All right.
"My doctor said I can get it later."
"I'm allergic to eggs."
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Here's my hot take for you today.
All right.
Last night, you know, I like to own physical pieces of music. So I'm just perusing my racks and racks of CDs. What should I listen to tonight? And I picked something out that I normally do not have in the rotation, but I was feeling in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoyed some Nickelback last night.
Oh, boy.
I did. And let me tell you something, buddy.
Oh, here we go.
Here's my hot take for you.
Here we go.
Don't give me a here we,
no,
here we go.
No, I want to hear it. I want you to lay
here's
it out
my,
there. Lay
here's
it out
my
there
hot
for
take.
Me. Yeah.
Nickelback's problem is that they just don't know how to edit themselves. That's the problem. Because if you took, like, Nickelback's best 11 songs, you put it on an album, and they released that
and then just went away. Mm-hmm. That was the end of Nickelback, right? This is our representation.
Sure.
You drop that on people, they would be hard rock Beatles. People would look at them and be like, Nickelback, this one album is the best album ever.
Oof.
The problem, I'm telling you, hard I'm rock telling Beatles? You.
Look, man, I got some spicy takes when it comes to music, but I don't think I've ever had one that was putting Nickelback and Beatles in the same
sense.
It's
like, man, I wish I got more music from Nickelback. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because now we live in the alternate world where we have tons of music by Nickelback. Okay. Most of it is bad. I'm saying if you take their 11 best songs, put it on an album, and that was all you knew of Nickelback, they would be Tool. They would be Maynard James Keenan.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Oh, I'm hurting.
Let me tell you something.
I'm leaking. I'm dying.
If Keenan came out with an album every 18 months like Nickelback did, he'd be Nickelback.
Oh, Lord. Oh, okay. First of all, I'm going to give you this little...
You know what I'm saying.
No, I have no idea.
You
what
know
saying.
It. Don't pretend like you know what I'm saying. You're going to be too cool for school now.
I'm going to give you this olive branch to show you that I am not just a Nickelback hater. I have listened to Nickelback extensively throughout my life on the radio. I had a few of their albums back in the day. Leader of Men, their debut album that was like their major label debut, was a solid rock record. I will give you that. Okay. That said, on their best 11 album that you're talking about, where you take their best 11 songs, you put them on an album, they'd be, as you put it, hard rock Beatles.
All right, I'm exaggerating a little bit. Stop it now.
Would you include the song Photograph?
No.
Okay.
No. By the way,
I just want to make sure where we're going here. Because if you're like, no,
don't
Photograph,
you know me
I defend
better
that
than
song.
That. I don't defend that song. Just because it's played on the radio doesn't mean it's one of their best songs.
Well, that's fair, but here's the reality. They have some say over what goes out on the radio, and they have said, this is our best. They have told us what they think our best
is. I'm not saying that they have good judgment. I'm not even saying they're good musicians. I'm saying you have their 11 best songs on one album, not picked by them, picked by me.
Okay.
Hard Rock Beatles.
Okay. No. Stop it. No. Turn it off. Turn it off. This is awful. I don't want to hear it.
What would you rather have? Tomorrow's Would You Rather, but I'm doing a Would You Rather for you today. Would you rather go to an all day, and you cannot heckle him or anything like that. You have to sit there quietly and listen. All day drumming symposium from Lars. From Lars Ulrich.
All right.
Or you have to listen to Photograph on a loop all day.
I don't want to. I'll go to a drummer symposium.
You'll go to the drummer symposium.
I would enjoy that, actually. I would really get something out of that because I would love seeing all the other drummers like asking them questions like, hey, Lars, where's your ride cymbal? Huh? I don't have one? That's crazy. Who would have known? Oh, you got 9 China cymbals, though. That's great. Okay. Like that would be fun. I would actually enjoy that. But let me.
See, you don't like Photograph, but you know what my least favorite Nickelback song is? That everybody likes.
What is yours?
That they played on the radio.
Okay. What is it?
Rockstar.
Yeah, because they're all the same and they suck.
Yeah, I don't like this song. This would not be on the 11.
I need a big old shower, play baseball.
Well, somebody knows the words.
Yeah, because it's annoying. It's been in my ear for decades. I hate this song. Just because I know the song, I mean, I like it.
All right.
I want to point out, though, for the listeners, many moons ago, I said that Nickelback was Canadian Creed, and you screamed at me and said that was horrible comparison.
Let's not.
How dare you?
It is a horrible comparison.
And now you're basically saying Nickelback is the Beatles. So
no, it's not what I said.
We're moving the goalposts slightly.
I don't like the way you're spinning this.
Not spinning.
All right?
I'm just saying.
I don't like how you're spinning stuff.
Now, this is a spicy take. I have a little spicy hot take when it comes to music that I'll lay on you, and I don't know if you'll be able to properly judge it or not, because I don't know if you like this style of music. Are you familiar with Ronnie James Dio?
Yes, I'm not familiar with
Dio the band.
A ton of that stuff.
Okay. Because, see, I am a huge fan of Dio, and I contend that if you go back and listen to it, Holy Diver, they're Dio's like first album.
Teddy, pull up some of this.
That is the best 80s song. That is the best 80s album. It's the best album to come out of the 80s, in my opinion.
80s album.
Most quintessential 80s album.
What makes it an 80s album?
It sound, every song on it sounds exactly like the 80s. It's got operatic vocals. It's got like keyboards. It's pull up Rainbow in the Dark. That to me is like, yes, that sounds like a song where you hear that. You could be in 2250, like hundreds of years from now. You'd hear that song and be like, that is from 1980 something. I don't know what year. It sounds exactly like the 80s. I'm telling you. Now, that's a hot take. If you want to go Nickelback as the Beatles, I mean, that's ridiculous. But I defend my Ronnie James Dio love.
Are you still pulling it up? Should I play some more Nickelback while we wait? Yeah, I've heard this song before.
This is 80s as it gets.
Yeah, and I like it.
Yeah, I'm saying there's no other album made in the 80s that sounds more 80s all fronts than this album.
I don't know about that. I mean, Phil Collins, No Jacket Required, is like, you put that on the spaceship. Like, what did the 80s sound like? Phil Collins is going up there.
But what I'm saying is, Phil Collins has a lot of 80s vibe, clearly, because it was in the 80s. I'm saying these vocals only occurred in the 80s. These theatrical, operatic, metal lyrics. That's what the 80s, that's a big part of the 80s. It has that. It has keyboards. It's clearly got the rock vibe. It's got some solos in it. But you get a little bit of everything in this album, I'm telling you. Ultimate 80s album.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's the best album from the 80s. That's a different conversation. I'm saying it's the ultimate expression of the 80s.
This I see what you're saying. I don't think this vocal is exclusive to the 80s, though. I mean, Zeppelin was doing vocals like this in the 70s.
Yes.
And that's why they're all doing this in the 80s, because they're copying Zeppelin.
Zeppelin wishes they were as good as Ryan James.
Oh,
Taylor.
That's
all I'm saying.
You know what a hot take like that deserves?
What does that deserve?
Some more Nickelback.
Oh, God. Why did I do it? Why?
Feeling way too damn good. You want to make some love in the shower? So much that I begged you to fly and see me. This also wouldn't be one of the 11.
Thank God. You've heard Leader of Men. Like, that album, there's a couple songs on there that I'm like, all right, I get where this could have been a much better band. And then everything else, they were like,
do the
Photograph song, like, do that type of song all the time. And it's like, yeah, I don't need
that. You go back and listen to, like, Too Bad. That's a good song, Too Bad.
Is it? I don't.
Yeah, it's a good song. Okay. I have Too Bad for you. Want to hear it?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
What's the difference? We've ruined this segment.
Yeah, play it. I want to hear it.
Let's go.
Father sands a line of dirt from long days in the field. Mother sands.
Any song where they start out on a walkie talkie? My song.
Their producer. It's like, you know what we need here? We need a walkie talkie.
It's like, I'm trying to figure out this song. Hang on, I'm long haul trucking. Let me get on my CB radio. This is a song to make jump around.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, what are we talking about here?
No, but it's not rock. Like, rock is not made to make you jump around. It's made to make you break things. Break stuff.
And you know what? That's stupid. That's a stupid take.
It's not a stupid take. Every other rock band coming up was like, you know, I'm going to do this amp. I'm going to throw my guitar at it. Yeah. By the way, Jen, our resident Beatles lover.
I don't want to hear from Jen.
She said, please make sure Common Man Radio gets home safely. Anyone who calls Nickelback hard rock Beatles is clearly not well and needs help.
You know what? Jen knows what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear from you or Jen.
Matt says, make Common Man stop. No more. Hashtag Tool rules. So you've offended Tool fans and Beatles fans with one spicy take.
Tool doesn't rule.
I'm saying
Keenan knows how to edit himself. He has the common sense to edit.
Does it feel good to get misunderstood on your point and then hammered for it for a long time? I don't know what that feels like. I've never had that happen here.
I
What did I tease here?
I don't know. Walkie-talkie songs?
No, Buckeye football. Teddy, that's a good song, right, Ted? Come on, too bad. Good. I heard you. I saw you grooving over there.
No, I love it. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Now Ted's reviews mean something. When you ask him, like, hey, does this movie suck? He's like, no, I thought it was all right. You're like, oh, Ted, go to hell. Like everything. Need him for Nickelback, though. Now it's like, oh, Ted, the rock god, Ted is here to save us with his hot
takes. I just said I was playing the song. I look over and I see Ted mouthing the words.
That's good.
He clearly enjoys.
I'm not disparaging you. If you like Nickelback,
you are indeed doing that.
Someone in this studio said they could have been hard rock Beatles if just a few little tweaks.
First of all, you know what I'm saying. And it's not just a few little tweaks.
It'd be like removing the whole band, replacing them with better people. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree on that.
You're going to grow out your hair and perm it like Chad Kroger. I'm going to make you perm your hair.
Let him live, by the way. That dude is worth a gajillion dollars.
Bro, what do you think his net worth
because
is?
Because he writes songs like Photograph, Let Him Live. I'm going to say $75 million. He's made a lot of money. Nickelback, very popular. I would assume he's made a good amount of that. He's like the most notable member of that band.
Net worth. You know, you're right on. $80 million. You're right on.
Yeah.
Let him live.
Well, I got the Canadian conversion wrong.
He cut off his perm. That's not good.
Oh, he did?
You just have to embrace it.
He cut off the hair?
Yeah, he's got short hair now. Looks like he frosts his tips, which is totally on brand. But
yeah, you got to leave that long.
Yeah, you got to leave it long. Embrace it. Embrace it.
That's who you are.
Like, Kenny G's not cutting his hair, right? Kenny G knows who he is.
Imagine if Kenny G did do that and then became like an EDM guy and was just like, I do raves now. No more smooth jazz. I'd respect the move.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts.
Wasting time has never been easier.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
I just saw this on the gram. I will ask you the question. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but think about it for a second. What is the best opening lyric in a song?
Oh, man.
Is there one that sticks out at you?
Yes, but it's one no one will know because I grew up not listening to popular music. I listened to Christian music.
Well, mine is sort of obscure, too. It's something that I just repeat to myself over and over again. So give me the obscure reference.
Oh, it's just there's a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman called The Great Adventure. And this guy was like a Christian musician who occasionally his songs had to have like a theme. Like one of the songs was called King of the Jungle, and it was all like bongos and congas and stuff like that. It was not great.
Did he also do a 14-minute ballad about JFK getting shot?
No. No, but this one, Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure, the line is it just starts with him going, saddle up your horses. And then the whole song is about like, we got a trail to blaze through the wild blue yonder of God's amazing grace. And it just like goes on about this horse and cowboy reference to Christian music somehow.
All right, but anyway, saddle up your horses is
saddle up your horses is my line I'm going with. Yes.
I'm going with Soul Asylum's Somebody to Shove. Sometimes I'll just be sitting in the house and I'll just say to myself, grandfather watches the grandfather clock.
Yeah, okay.
That's the first line of the song. And I don't know why that has just stuck with me, but grandfather watches the grandfather clock.
Is it, is Basket Case from Green Day, is that the one? No. What's the one that starts off with, do you have the time to listen to me whine about everything and nothing at all?
Like I don't remember the name of the song. But
that song, yeah, that's a great opening line, I would say. And then it goes from there. Yeah.
Teddy, do you have a favorite opening song line?
I actually was just thinking of this song here.
Cut my life into pieces.
Yeah.
This is my last resort. So
That's strong.
Because I've watched a lot of these behind-the-scenes shows about the NASA missions and stuff like that. So when they're preparing Perseverance,
yes,
and it's years of research and all these people getting together, they would play that song for inspiration. Like, how do we get this thing to land?
Stop.
Not destroy itself.
Why would they play that?
I don't know. Let's look to the roach. Let's look to the Papa Roach.
They did not do that, and I wish they would have. No, they did not. Although, I enjoy just the fact that their entire plan was involved in part on what they called a sky crane. Like, the fact that they were like, well, no, we're going to invent a sky crane. They're like, what's that? It's like, well, it's a parachute of a larger object that's just going to, like, lower down a smaller object softly. Like, that was the most technical thing they had, not like, well, we're just going to have our big spacecraft land and then this thing will roll out. It's like, no, it seems like there were added degrees of difficulty in this, and I applaud them for that. I think that's good. I think the Mars Perseverance people did a good job. That's my analysis of the situation.
That's your call. Good job, Mars.
Yeah, that's my
people.
Hot take on Mars Perseverance rover. Good job, everyone. By the way, our listeners are great. Mm-hmm. You put the question out a little bit earlier about what kind of merchandise would you like to see in the new fan store? And Jen, one of our regular listeners, said she would like to see a flask that involves,
ooh,
like,
I would like to see
it.
That too, because, you know, sometimes just to get through this show,
yes,
you need some assistance
for sure. Well, then I saw that tweet and I just tweeted it to Sticker Brad, and then now they are in communication on Twitter. And Fawn has also weighed in, another one of our great listeners, and she says, I love this idea, so that's got some legs to it now. But now Jen has replied and said, oh, and we also need shot glasses and some sort of tumbler thing to hold cold beverages. I would buy all of that. So like a drink cart of fan stuff.
I got one.
Why have we not done this already?
We've done this in the past where we have corporate partnerships, right? We did it with Land Grant, where you and I got to make our own beer, which was
fun. Yes, we did. That was great.
Yep. We did it with Homage. We made our own t-shirts, you know, and that was fun. What's a company that spends money with the radio station, you know, that advertises with the radio station?
I mean, I'll
answer the question for you, because there's lots of them. But one of our primary customers, and we appreciate their business, is the Lion's Den.
Uh-huh.
So how about, ooh, an officially licensed Common Man and T-Bone Dilda Rooney? You know, we can either cast. Well, no one would like a cast of our likeness.
No, God, no. No one
would want that.
I have just died on this airwaves, on these airwaves you're listening to. I am dead. What you are now hearing is the remainder of my soul as it is making its way out of my body, because I have died just now laughing of that.
I don't know why you take a word and you put like uni at the end and it's not as harsh, I think.
No, I think it still is.
I'll tell you, we put that in the store. That's selling.
No, it's not.
It's selling.
By the way, did you know, now that you're on that subject, did you know that the band Rammstein actually did what you're talking about?
No, I did not know that.
I don't remember which album it was, but what happened was they had put out an album, and one of the videos on the album was pretty much pornographic. Like it was not like insinuated at all what was happening. It was very graphic. And they then put out an entire box set that you could, mm-hmm, buy of that album and some of their other work. But when you bought that, there was a special gift that came with it, and it included those of all of the members of the band.
That's pretty good. You can't get a better connection to someone right? I mean, you listen to us every single day, 3 hours a day. A lot of you degenerates are listening that long every single day, and we appreciate you. And I think the way to show that appreciation is a phallic cast of me and Bone coming to your house.
Stop. No. That's not. I am pointing out that as original as you thought that idea may have been, that has been done. by like bands and things like that. What's really interesting now is the fan store. Like, everyone is tweeting about the idea that we tweeted. No one is yet tweeting about this idea, but the fan official account has just said, tweet us and Sticker Brad your dream items for the fan store. So please, just to mess with Sticker Brad, please ask him for this on Twitter, just to screw with him, because he may not be listening to the station right now, and that would actually be really funny for us. You think he is?
He's listening.
He's busy. He's already working on getting all
now,
this other stuff.
He's already started the GoFundMe for the Dilda Rooney. He's working on it.
By the way, to go back to a question you asked me earlier, just to move on from that, Chet responded.
I'm going
to
keep coming back to it.
I bet you are.
Because I can feel your uncomfortableness. I'm going to keep going back.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
I want to take some time out, recognize a very special person out there who turned 80 years young today. And that is legendary musician, poet, bourbon guy, Bob Dylan. Happy birthday, Bob.
Yeah, happy birthday to him.
You know,
you said 80 years old.
80 years old. You may know Bob from, you know, Like a Rolling Stone or Mr. Tambourine Man. But what I know him from, and what I think is his best work ever, is the 17-minute opus about JFK's assassination. Teddy, can you play us some of that? Maybe we'll play all 17 minutes, because I'd hate to cut it.
I agree.
You know, because it was a sad day in America.
It's about, to start.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63. A day that will live on in infamy.
Please, it's 63.
President Kennedy was a right line. Good day to be living and a good day to die.
Probably not a good day to die.
Like a sacrificial lamb.
Why do people say that?
You see, wait a minute, boys. You know who I am. Of course we do. We know who you are.
This is a Joe West song.
No, it's not only... Here's the thing. All right. I don't want to pause it on his birthday, but here's the thing.
Shut down like a dog in broad daylight.
It does feel like he walked in there and they were like, do you have a song ready? He's like, I got a song. And they're like, are you sure, Bob Dylan? He's like, I'm Bob Dylan. I have a song. Trust me. And they started playing the music and he's just like, JFK, something. And he died and was hot. Just like didn't really plan it out very well, in my opinion.
There is a point. And Bob Dylan has reached this point where you go into the studio. There is not a producer on earth that's going to get in Bob Dylan's headphones and say, Bob, I got to tell you, that song sucked, buddy. That just wasn't very good.
Why is that?
I don't know why.
Why is that?
People have reached such stratospheric levels, they don't feel like they can be told that something is bad. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I can't listen to this, Ted. I know I said we were going to do 17 minutes of this.
The thing is, like, honestly, I would want someone to tell me if this is what it sounded like.
We got 15 minutes left, okay?
Can you get the radio edit, Ted? Can we play that next time?
Somebody just sent me a message saying July 15th is going to be your version of this song.
That is correct.
When we do a 3-hour show.
about nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. That's great.
All right, so Bob Dylan, happy birthday.
I don't want to talk bad about it.
Don't do that anymore. Actually, you know what? Keep doing that because it's funny.
Who's, you know what? At this point, who's it hurting? Like, we choose to play it, but if you don't want to listen to Bob Dylan, do that, then don't. The beautiful thing about life is you can just never listen to him ever if you want to. That's how that works. Or you can go listen to the songs that you like of his over and over and over again. Or you can listen to that and also
that's
stick needles in your eyes.
That's the philosophy we have with our naked calendar that we're about to release.
That's right.
Where it's like,
don't
hey, man,
look at it.
You don't want to see it naked. Don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else who does want to see it, buckle up.
The motto when we were shooting that calendar is, it ain't going to flip itself.
Mm-hmm.
The calendar's not going to flip itself.
Flip.
You know, you have to flip it over. So each month, you consciously are like, take that pin out of the wall, pull this picture. Oh, God.
And then put the pin back in. It's all Ted. All Ted in March. Ted's Mr. March. Hung like a rhino. That's the title of Ted's solo album.
Is that
Hung Like a Rhino?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Republican in name only. I know what you mean. Not the animal. Gotcha. Rhino. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Still hasn't gotten his shot. I don't want the Padres to make the playoffs. Wow.
He can't win $1 million on Wednesday.
No, he can't. Him and LeBron James not getting vaccinated, apparently.
All right. I don't want to talk about it.
Why not? There's a lot of things we got to discuss.
The best of Common Man and T-Bone.
I'm excited for you to rip all open your shirt live on TV, have a viral moment.
Scotty Vegas came and dropped off a new quarter zip for me to wear, which maybe they thought there's
what size is it? Small? Youth small? Scotty Vegas shows up yesterday, right? Because it's picture day.
And I appreciate this. He gave us a new shirt to wear for picture day if we wanted to.
Okay. So
he was optimistic on the size.
Yesterday morning, I sent him a message and I said, hey, man, if you want me to wear a fan polo during these pictures, I need one. All right. And I need an XL. So he said, all right, I'll come by the radio station this afternoon. Drop off an XL. So he was here yesterday. Hands me a large. I said, this is a large. Yeah, but they run big. I'm wearing a large. Mm-hmm. Great, I'm fatter than you. I need an XL. No, man, they run big. So I'm all right. I'm not going to cause trouble. Took the large. Had Kristen do a load of laundry last night, even though she was tired. I mean, I know where the laundry machine is, but I'm not doing it.
I like that you washed the new shirt.
I can't wear a dirty shirt.
It's not dirty. It's brand new.
No, it's not brand new. It's been in Scott's trunk. It's not clean. I need something with soap on it, Bone. Something that was washed in soap, anyway.
I am team don't wear. My wife is the same way. She washes new clothes. I'm like, no.
No, I cannot wear clothes unless they've been washed in soap. Anyway.
All right.
So this morning, put on the shirt, too small. Not a little small.
No.
Like full boob parade.
Mm.
Jiggly boobs. Can't even move my arms. I was swearing to him, even though he wasn't there, Scotty Vegas. So I didn't wear it today. Just a plain black polo shirt.
Yeah.
And then today he comes in, oh, I got XLs for it. It's dirty. I'm not wearing it. I asked Scotty Vegas for nothing. I asked him for an XL. I'll ask him for something else in a year.
They did give us a lot of instructions today. They said, come TV ready. It's like, well, then you're going to need different hosts. Because neither of us are really prepared for TV.
Yeah, what is it? Are you going to give us some lipo before the pictures today?
I need hair. They said they got hair and makeup. I wanted to walk in there and be like, do you have extra?
Can you put some up there?
I need hair. I am a bald, fat ginger who planned on being on the radio, and now all they want to do is throw me on TV.
I brought my own hair in a bag.
Yeah.
From all my clippings when I was a kid. Can you glue this back on my head?
And for people who say, well, why are you complaining that you're on television? That's a nice thing to be asked. It is a very nice thing to be asked. You know what Mike does when he's asked? He has the good sense to say no. I have not developed that yet. This is me venting about the fact that I don't know how to say no.
You got to learn how to say no.
When you're taught in, what are you taught in this business, though? Get to the chair. Someone asks you to do something.
No,
you got to jump in and take the opportunity.
You're not trying to build your career.
You're right.
You're entrenched in your career.
But I'm trying to be a good teammate. I'm trying to be a teammate.
No, you're too much of a people pleaser. You have to get to the point where you just stop caring. I got to that point a long time ago where I just stopped caring about other people.
Yeah.
I just spit in people's faces. Actually, I'm more polite about it than I let on. What every time I'm asked to come on TV, I always have the same line.
Which is?
I'll leave that to you beautiful people.
Mm. Okay.
All right, that way it's not a hard no, but I've said that a couple times to them, then they get the hint, stop asking. You know, so, you know, they may talk about me behind my back. That's fine. I talk about them behind their back.
What a life.
But I try and be
what a life.
I try and be polite. I'll leave it to you beautiful people.
No, but you know, here's the dumb thing my brain does. They're like, well, they're asking you to be on TV. It must not be as bad as you think. And then I go back and watch some of the video after it's all over and I go, holy
God.
No,
it's as bad as you think.
It's worse than I thought.
Yes, well, that's because.
What possessed them to ask me?
Because they're desperate for help.
I guess.
The more you're on, the less they have to talk.
Yeah. I think that's
They're
right.
They're like, oh, this guy, he talks for a living every single day.
I'll burn up innings for you. I'll go burn innings. That's no problem. I'm a middle reliever when it comes to TV. Throw me on there. I'll talk for 3 or 4 minutes. No problem.
Start ahead of Dylan Bundy pukes on the mound. T-Bone comes in.
I'm bringing.
This guy just hurled all over the place.
I am working completely under the influence of goo. I bring all the goo when I go on because I'm eating innings and I need my sticky stuff. All right. So don't tell me, Joe West, that I can't bring it on there.
They inspect your glove. What is this, sir? It's a taquito. I got hungry.
This is Twinkie residue. It's not even that sticky. It's just greasy. Well, it's what I have.
It's not for advantage. I was just hungry. Eating a Twinkie.
Just nervous. I got anxiety over this. You kidding me? Come on.
News, opinions, and insight all before breakfast. Rise and shine with Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
I have to point something out. I am not usually the type of guy to throw someone under the bus. And I guess I'm not doing that here because I don't know who I'm throwing under the bus. But I have a smeared booger on this desk right here. There is a smeared booger.
Gross.
Right here.
Where?
Right here.
Oh.
Can you see it?
It's sort of dried.
But one of the hosts here picked their nose, smeared their booger on the desk.
Mm.
First of all, that's uncivilized. You flick if you're going to do anything. And if it's too smeary to flick, then you wipe it on yourself. You take a bullet for the team. Mm-hmm. You don't just wipe your smeary booger on the desk where you know other people are going to sit. This is not your personal desk. So this is either Rothman's smeary booger. Who was in for Laurinaitis today? He's on vacation. Who was sitting here?
I don't know who was sitting here. I didn't hear.
Well, whoever the hell was in for him could be his smeary booger. Could have been Brandon Beam from the morning show.
He was out today.
Who was in for him?
I don't know.
Do we have anybody working here?
Hey, I was working on Memorial Day where everybody else was sitting at home.
Could have been Tim Hall's booger from last night. I have no idea. I'm telling you, it wasn't here yesterday. When I left yesterday, this desk was booger free.
No smeary boogers.
This desk was booger McFarland free yesterday.
For people who don't understand the science, by the way, if you smear a booger on a desk, I can see it, so it exists. If you have a booger and you flick it into the air, it lands in space.
It evaporates.
It doesn't land anywhere.
Right. It's like a piece of space junk going through the atmosphere. It burns up. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, it can't re-enter the air through the floor. Like, it can't do that. It's gone. Period. Gone. End of story. We never see it again. So,
I'm going to scrape this thing up, and I'm going to DNA test it. I'm going to figure out whose booger this is. Then we're going to have a big booger unveiling party on the show one day.
Yeah. You should go buy a 23. That's a thing. You could just buy a 23andMe kit and just send it off and be like, I just want to know who this is. You don't have to do all your other ancestry stuff.
We just wanted you to spit in the little vial. We didn't need boogers.
That's what I've got.
We're not equipped to test boogers, sir.
Yes, you are. Well, then call up the other people, the poop in a box people. Call them.
Again, their job is to study poo,
again,
not boogers.
Well, you just say, I don't have a big sample here. I have this little bit. Can you, it's all, just sample it.
Let's take guesses. Who do you think it is, Teddy? You tell me who you think the booger is. I'm going to tell you who I think it is.
I don't think it's Rothman.
It's got to be Rothman or Timmy, right? So, I mean,
I'm probably going with, well, I could see Rothman doing it and not thinking. I don't think anybody, I will say this, I don't think any of our hosts consciously were like, I have a booger on my finger, what do I do with it? Wipe it on the desk.
Yeah, I think they somebody sneezed or something.
Well,
you know?
I think someone may have, talking, you know, you rub your nose, you itch your nose, you don't know that something got in on there.
All right, Shark, your hand was, Shark was in for Beamer this morning.
Okay, or Shark.
Could
okay.
be Shark.
Yeah, could be.
But I'm saying it's inadvertent. It's inadvertent is where I'm going.
I don't care if it's inadvertent or not.
I get it, but I'm just pointing out. I think that matters to some degree. Because if you're doing it on purpose, that's just being a bad teammate. If it is an accident, it's an accident. Just don't do it again.
This looks a little bit too dried to... If it's
Rothman was too soon.
If it's Rothman's booger, it was a noon hour booger.
Yeah, it was early in the show.
This wasn't a 2:45 booger.
Here's the thing. Because Rothman and Ice are both in here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Rothman would have smeared a booger.
Well, that is true.
With someone sitting right across from you. Because you'd be Ice, more conscious
Matty
of everything.
Ice would be disgusted by that.
Yes, of course.
And he would call out Rothman on his booger usage.
Now, Shark was in here by himself.
He was.
Timmy was not. Because Matt Andrews was in here last night.
Matt Andrews would never tolerate booger smearage.
Killed
you know what? Tim's
killed
a lot of things. I don't think he's a booger smearer.
No. I think it's it might have been Shark. We're just going where the evidence leads, Mike. We're not doing anything.
I have tried and convicted him. Shark is guilty. Go to jail.
It was an accident. Just an accident. That's all.
All right.
There might have been just one random person who ran in here, smeared a booger, and was like, yay, and then ran out. They're like, don't ever catch me. And then you're like, now we're just smearing
they
Shark.
They think I'm in Florida. I'm in here smearing boogers.
Rimmer flew in just to do it. He's like,
Jeff Rimmer here for booger smearing.
You know what? Rimmer is the type of guy that would do something like that and be like, oh, Mike will get the joke. And it's like, no, Mike didn't get
Maybe
the joke.
Maybe Leanna smeared the booger. That'd be the perfect cover.
Could have been.
She always pretends like she never leaves her little three block radius in Motown.
She's always mad at when we talk about gross things. Maybe that's her cover.
I say it's
that
Leanna's
booger. Yeah, she did it.
She looks like a wiper to me.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Some sad news today, Bone. Our buddy Adnan Virk is out of a job.
That's right. Oh, no.
The WWE saying that they and Adnan Virk have decided to mutually part ways. I'm sure it was very mutual. He lasted 7 shows. I looked this up. He was named the new play-by-play voice of Monday Night Raw not too long ago, less than 2 months ago. He lasted 7 shows, and now he's dead. Who could have seen this coming?
Oh, except maybe the people who said, we don't get why Adnan Virk is popular.
But there's a segment of the population that thinks that Adnan Virk is a good broadcaster. Don't feel bad for him, by the way, because even though he doesn't have the WWE gig anymore, he's still employed by MLB Network. He has a job with like Dan Le Batard's new company with John Skipper. He's involved in that. There are people bending over backwards to give Marble Mouth a job. I don't know why. He's terrible.
Here's the thing. I don't think he's very good when it comes to
speaking,
relaying. Well, everything he says, and I know we do our wow, Adnan Virk thing, but the thing he does is he will read something that he knows what it says because he can read it like most people very quickly in his head, but then he speaks it at the same speed and just cuts out all the words that actually tell the rest of us what's going on. I've seen this in radio, Mike. I have been guilty of doing this in radio. I know you have too occasionally where trying to get through something, you're reading something, and
yourself.
You stumble over some words.
I'm a wordsmith.
Well, I'm just saying, Adnan Virk on television when he's reading from a prompter, there's a lot of like, and you're like, wait, what did they do? They cut somebody? The Knicks cut someone? Who did they cut? Was that a center? I didn't hear what he said. I don't know. Like, it's very difficult when he's doing that. But I thought maybe with wrestling, if he's like some giant fanboy, Maybe he would be really good at this and has like a secret talent we didn't know. Turns out, no, he was also not good at this, including last night where I believe there was a moment where I don't know which wrestler it was walking back up the ramp.
Wow.
And they set off the pyro because someone did something to set off the pyro. And it's supposed to, you know, the wrestler fell back and rolled over a couple times. And Adnan Virk was like, wow, what an amazing explosion. And it's like, why are you doing that? We saw it with our eyes, Adnan Virk. You don't have to say it was an amazing explosion. We saw it was an amazing explosion.
We have some audio from that. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
And I'm glad you didn't have that wrath on Salafusa when never got past number one.
Yeah, that's about what I get when I hear Adnan Virk. I don't understand why he has to talk in the jock mouth all the time.
All right. Well, Adnan Virk, 7 shows is what he lasted. I don't know who's doing it now. They can just double dip with Michael Cole again. Put him.
I heard they're bringing in someone completely unrelated, but they wanted to bring him in because they thought he would also be fun to listen to. Former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is coming in to do.
Yeah. Is it Arnold or is it vaccine hesitant?
It's vaccine hesitant Arnold. Okay. So he's trying to stay away.
I would love to hear vaccine hesitant Arnold and then DeWine as his color guy. And DeWine is trying to convince him of the vaccine.
I don't know how that would go. But I'm going to say it starts off with Arnold saying something like, today we are at the strap match. It's a Tennessee strap match for the strap. You understand? Get to the chopper and don't get the vaccine. Now, tonight, we are going to give $1 million away to someone who has stuck this in their arm. No, it's not me. I will not win $1 million. You can't convince me of it.
And who then is your daddy and what does he do?
And he bites his head off.
Who does? Arnold DeWine.
DeWine. He's like, I won the Battle of the Governors. Hello. You didn't expect it, did you? That
I'm
was
actually
twist.
Part mantis.
Is that... Don't the mantises, when they... When
actually,
they
it's the female
mate,
that bites the head
I was
off of
say,
the male.
Don't, when they mate...
Fran bit my head off last night during lovemaking.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Uptown Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Podcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again. But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Of yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was... I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior. That
doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right,
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
to retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's, yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.